Previously on 24.
Enhanced interrogation techniques.
Torture interrogation techniques.
More than 3,000 suspected terrorists have been arrested in many countries. Many others have met a different fate. Put it this way.
Torture.
They're no longer a problem to the United States and our friends and allies.
Torture.
Torturing.
Let's be upfront about it.
Torture.
Torture. T-O-R-T-U-R-E. That's the bottom line these days.
And I began to hear.
It's replaced death.
Torture. Torturing.
President Bush declared a war on terror. But he raised questions about whether suspected terrorists should be protected by the laws of war. After the invasion of Afghanistan, U.S. forces occupied Bagram, an old Soviet airbase, as a place to collect and interrogate thousands of detainees captured throughout Afghanistan and Pakistan.
These were suspected Taliban. They were being caught by special forces throughout the countryside, brought to Bagram, be held, interrogated, determined if they were a high-value prisoner.
These are among the most dangerous, best-trained, vicious killers on the face of the earth.
They're terrorists, they're bomb makers, they're facilitators of terror, they're members of Al-Qaeda, the Taliban.
And if they were free, they would engage in murder once again.
The only thing I know for certain is that these are bad people.
Despite Rumsfeld's and Cheney's and President Bush's allegations that these guys are the worst of the worst, that they were all captured on the battlefield, recent studies of the whole compendium of government's documents show that only 5% of these people were picked up by the United States. Only 8% of them are accused of being members of the Al-Qaeda. Over 90% of them were picked up by Northern Alliance or Pakistani forces in exchange for bounties.
We have large rewards out. We have leaflets being like snowflakes in December in Chicago.
At the heart of what we did with the terrorist surveillance program and the enhanced interrogation techniques for Al-Qaeda terrorists and so forth was collect information. It was about intelligence. It was about finding out what Al-Qaeda was going to do, what their capabilities and plans were.
Intimidation.
Soldiers said that when prisoners came into Bagram, they were immediately assaulted. They blasted music at them. Often they had dogs barking at them. And they would use some of the most menacing interrogators to create this sense of threat. One of those was Damian Corsetti.
With the screening, you're trying to instill what's called shock of capture. When the person first comes in, that's when they're most apt to give you information because they're just like, holy crap, you know, what's going on?
It's not just a disorientation procedure, it's actually a terrorizing procedure. It's designed to terrify you into spilling the beans, as it were. Being spat at, being sworn at, having the dogs barking around, cameras flashing in your face, and then to be reshackled completely naked and to do what they call the body search, the cavity search, and then to be questioned naked, shivering.
Interrogator approached the detainee from behind, rubbed his back, whispered his ear, and ran fingers through his hair. That was authorized under the futility technique.
He was subjected to what I would call sexual assault by female interrogators.
He was forced to wear women's lingerie, multiple allegations of homosexuality, and that his comrades were aware of that. He was forced to dance with a male interrogator, subject to strip searches for control measures, not for security, and he was forced to perform dog tricks. All this to lower his personal sense of worth.
If the president deems that he's got to torture somebody,
including by crushing the testicles of the person's child. There is no law that can stop that.
What some don't understand, evidently, is that we're at war, and it's a different kind of war.
Somebody we've got in our control may have information that could help us stop an attack.
The ticking time bomb scenario.
The possibility of a cell of Al-Qaeda in the midst of one of our own cities with a nuclear weapon.
You do everything you can to save this nation.
The use of these techniques against these terrorists made us safer.
You use all of your assets to go after the enemy.
Start talking now!
What's the target?
What's the target?
Were some of the insurgents, probably, were almost all of them in Iraq in particular, going to become insurgents after their treatment? Yes.
I was kidnapped, abducted, falsely imprisoned, tortured, and threatened with further torture without charge, without trial. Even many soldiers had said to me afterwards, was a hell, if you weren't a terrorist when you came in here, by the time you leave, I'm sure you would be because of the way you've been treated.
The enhanced interrogations of high-value detainees and the terror surveillance program have, without question, made our country safer.